rethought your take on this here?
Oh, hell no. This gorilla's going to whoop some ass. That's a fact. It's going to be a lot
of... Well, of course it is. That's not the question.
It's going to be a lot of, what they say, slow singing and casket bringing. It's going to be a whole lot of that.
Just think you're being a little too scared of the gorilla. All right,
I'm not being
back.
Scared. I'm being realistic.
Realistic?
Dude, let me holler at ChatGTP and ask.
I watched the whole AI breakdown of this yesterday.
Choke a gorilla. I don't think you.
Of course.
I think people. You can't. I don't think you could choke a gorilla.
They're
out.
Not made of steel.
Dude,
it's an animal.
But their fur is dense and their muscles. I mean, their bones are dense. I don't think a man has enough pressure to choke a gorilla out.
No, not one man. Again, that's 100 men. 215-592-9494. So if people just tuned in, they're like, what are they talking about today?
Wait a minute.
Mostly Dallas Goedert and the Philadelphia Eagles, but we did somehow get to the debate that's been raging on here about the gorilla versus the 100 men, who would win this thing. And I do think it is. I think 100 men have a way better chance.
You're talking
about
choking it out, as like putting it in a headlock. That's a little bit different. Like there's, you know,
yeah, right.
Without getting too morbid, there's other ways to restrict airflow.
He said, "People are stupid." Like I googled, can you rear choke out a gorilla? Rear naked choke out a gorilla? Somebody said, did he wrestle in high school?
Well, if he did, that's a different ball of wax. That's a whole... You don't want to mess with him then. He's got skill.
I hate people. That's just... That was... Did he wrestle in high school?
That does change things,
it's
though.
Important.
You need all details before you make your choice on this. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, Hugh, we got some more detail here on Jihad Campbell.
Yes.
So, I think most people wondered the night of the draft, why did he fall, right? Because... In a lot of the mock drafts we did, he wasn't anywhere near the Eagles pick, right? He was top 15, top 20, and he was projected to be the best linebacker in the draft, and obviously the Eagles think he has the ability to play off the edge, too, so that gives him even more value. Howie said that night he was a top 10 player on their board. All right, so let's connect the dots here. And we did hear, and we played it for you on Friday, that Adam Schefter said that he's got some shoulder, knee issues.
He said he got to have surgery. At the end of the season.
Yeah, it was weird. Right? All right, so there's obviously some physical red flags. The teams were worried about Jihad Campbell holding up. But I saw this yesterday, and this gave me a little pause. Okay, so Albert Breer from Sports Illustrated. Ready for this? He compared the fall of Campbell in the draft compared to where he should have went, like to Jalen Carter. And he said when Jalen Carter, it was off the field red flags, right? Mm-hmm. That's why teams passed on him. With Campbell, it's not anything like that. It's medical. Here's a quote from the piece. With Campbell, it's his shoulders and knees, and in parentheses, yes, plural on both counts. Here, what do you? It's bizarre because the Eagles were vague about when he would play. He was vague about when he would play. He played last year, right? It wasn't like he missed the season with an injury. But according to Albert Breer, he has some red flags on both shoulders and both knees.
A lot of times, Joe. And this is the best way I probably could describe it for you, is that there are certain things that football players have naturally that it might be flagged for one team, but it's not for the other.
So what would that mean if there wasn't a previous knee injury? Like, is it like MRI shows something in there?
I could tell you this. When I visited the Giants, when I was in free agency, I visited the Giants and I went to their doctors and I failed their physical. But I passed the other ones that I took because their requirements were different. And it was a knee. They were talking about a knee issue. So it just all depends on what your medical staff says. Now, from him falling the way that he did, I would venture to say that more than half the teams that were in position to draft him felt strongly about the injury history that he had, and they didn't want to take a chance on him because, you know, for them, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. But how we felt differently about it.
And look, it could work out great. I mean, Landon Dickerson had a lot of injuries in college. The Eagles took him, and it's a big man with injuries, and he's been pretty durable since he got here. The other side of this is Sidney Jones, who the Eagles took, and it didn't work. He never was the same. By the way, speaking of physicals with one team versus the other, story came out over the weekend. The Cubs had a trade for Jesus Luzardo before the Phillies, but their doctors failed Luzardo's physical on his back.
Yeah.
So... Look, it just so far depends. Has worked out for the Phillies.
It just all depends on what your medical team says about the injuries. And I would say that, who is it, NovaCare, the NovaCare team or whatever, they've done a pretty good job, and I think that Howie trusted them enough so that, you know, when they evaluate him, they say it's not a big deal, or they could manage it or something, and that's why they picked him.
Well, let's hope he stays healthy, because he obviously has, you know, the kind of physical tools to become a good player, whether it's on in the middle or in the edge. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Good afternoon, Joe. Good afternoon, Hugh. How you guys?
Hey, Rob.
Listen, I got a little twist even more to the 100 men versus a gorilla. You ready?
Yes.
What if we throw some, like, sumo wrestlers in there? With some martial artists.
You're talking about the heavy brutes. That would be considered heavy brutes.
Yeah, so you want a variety. It's like a football team, right?
Yeah.
We got the linemen, then we got the quick guys and the behind them. Yeah, I that could help for sure.
The initial line of defense is to send the sumos in. Let them take the brunt. You know what I mean? Just send them, man. Maybe one of them can get a shot and get it down. You know what I mean? We're throwing its back or something, and then we can pounce on it, Hugh.
Yeah, Y'all wish
that
the thing is
for real. The more artists can get it, remember the figure four back in the day with the wrestling?
I hear you. But who's strong enough to put the figure four leg lock on the gorilla?
We can pick up Kyle. We use Kyle. Twist him around.
Have any of you guys seen me?
Yeah. Y'all funny.
I mean, there's Bret Hart. I mean, we could call in whoever you want to call in. Yeah,
Bret Hart, like 800 years old or something.
I would not mess with Bret Hart.
But Hulk Hogan would take one for the team. You know what I mean? The Hulkster or something.
Yeah, I don't know if we can trust the Hulkster right now. The Hulkster
got a lot going on.
Why don't you do it, Rob?
Listen.
Offering me up.
I'll do it. You count me in, all right? I'm in it.
Our first volunteer to go up against the gorilla, Robin Delco. All right, Rob, what do you think about the Goddard thing?
Listen, two things. Phil's and he was Goddard. What's he do this year? The exact number?
I'll pull him up. His exact numbers.
Is it 12 mil, Joe?
What does he do? He's due in cash 14 million and it counts 11 against the cap the way they have it structured.
Okay. What do you think about guaranteeing the 14 mil but over 2 years?
Yeah, like
lock him up for this year and next year.
Extend him out. They could do that, but for whatever reason, they don't want to do that.
Or maybe he doesn't want to accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing about this, Rob. We don't know what they've offered, and we don't know what he really wants. We just know there's kind of a stalemate right now.
Okay, I'm just saying hypothetically. I think that's fair. They're like, listen, he's not getting what he wants on the open market. If we guarantee that 14 over 2 years, that's the best we can do. Take it or leave it. And I think that'd be fair about the Eagles. That's just a hypothetical.
I think it would, too. I think they want to do this. So, Rob, we appreciate the phone call. Here's what feels like is happening. It's just my theory. They're squeezing him, and his options are dwindling to where they might just get him to agree. You know, Hugh, we get to June, right? You get to June, and you have just five teams just took a tight end in the first two rounds. Well, they're out, right? They're not going to pay Dallas Goedert. They just drafted their next starting tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Free agency came and went. The trade market kind of came and went. How many teams... I don't know what the number is. Is it one? Is it two? How many teams right now really want Goddard and would pay him? The number's probably dwindling as the days go by. Howie may just be able to squeeze him by the time we get to June, and maybe Goddard accepts what Rob just said.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're hoping for. I hope that's not the case. That's not a good look. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons why Howie's doing his best to try to keep this, you know, in-house and not let too much leak. Because this probably is an ongoing, ongoing, you know.
Well, we're doing the investigation.
They're negotiation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying investigation. Yeah, the negotiation that's going on with this. So it's one of those things where you don't want all the details to get out. And that's probably one of the main reasons why Howie is being real reluctant to answer direct question when it comes to that. Because he's hoping that he can work this out somewhere.
Yeah, well, yeah. But they do talk about him in the past tense. It's like he's not here.
Yeah, they do.
This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yes, what's going on, man?
What's up,
man?
All right. Well, let's look at that gorilla situation.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
It's really simple with the gorilla situation. Okay, you may start.
Yeah, your phone just did something.
Big V, I'm supposed to trust you against the gorilla. I can't trust you with a phone.
Big V, why are you still wearing that? Man, you make too much money to be having a cricket phone.
Come
man.
On, we got to clean that phone up there.
Come
All
on,
right,
man.
Let's talk to RJ, who's up next on WIP. Hey, RJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, RJ?
First, I wanted to say what's up to Hugh. Hugh, I don't know if you remember this, but years ago, I met you at the Electric Factory. Coors Light was holding an event there.
And you know how long that was? That I've been?
Yeah, like 15, 16 years ago.
RJ, you're not going to believe this. He comes in all the time. He's like, you know that guy I met 15 years ago? RJ, yeah. Good dude.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just really cool to meet you, man. You were one of my favorite Eagles growing up. I'm 43. I've been an Eagles fan since I was... Let's put it like this. I hated Dallas before I was old enough to understand why I hated Dallas. That's how long I've been an Eagles fan. I wanted to talk about Saquon Barkley and Dallas Goedert. And Joe, you said earlier that if you were Dallas, you'd be a little upset because he comes in and for a year, he gets a raise. But we won the Super Bowl because of Saquon. We're not winning the Super Bowl because of Dallas Goedert.
I understand that. I get that, right? And Saquon's better. But my perspective was they didn't. It's like Bond was a free agent, right? They had to pay Bond, or they lose him.
Yeah,
they didn't have to give Saquon a raise. Now it wasn't like I get why they did it, and he earned it. But I'm just saying
I think a lot of that had to deal with the fact that they stopped him from getting a single season rushing
probably,
record as well.
Probably
that was kind of like compensation for that.
Sure, I just mean like, hey, you can't pay me what I'm on the books for anyway. Like Goddard's not asking for a raise by any report. He's just he doesn't want to take a pay cut. But we don't have enough money for me because we gave my teammate who's been here 1 year a raise. I just would be like, hey, like that seems not fair.
Yeah, but if it's me, I'm grateful that I got the Super Bowl ring. I'm on a team that's probably got a chance to go back to the Super Bowl again and is going to be contenders for years to come. So if I got to take a pay cut to stay with this team because no other teams are knocking the door down to get me to play for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm going to take the pay cut and stay with this team.
So, RJ, I think I probably would too. And then, like, you and I probably don't understand what it's like to be in that position. I just think as a football player, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's almost like a respect thing more than the money thing. Because your premise as a fan, RJ, because you and I, like, we're fans. Like, as a fan, like, I wouldn't want to leave the Eagles over a couple bucks. I'd want to stay too. But he's, you know, the athletes have that. It's like a respect thing. It's like disrespectful to make me take that much of a pay cut.
Yeah, I think they offer him $10 million for the year and take it, you know, and then if he doesn't want to restructure the contract, then you got to let him go.
Yeah, well, that's probably where we're heading here. All right, Jay, who wins, 100 men or a gorilla?
Oh, this is crazy. I think it's 100, or the gorilla, because I don't care how many men you have there. Not one of them is going to be able to hurt that gorilla. It's different if you were allowed to have ropes or something. You could tie him up or hold him. But nobody is going to get close to that gorilla to put any type of hurting on him without him ripping off their arms and legs. And I don't care how many waves you send at him. I think Q is 100% correct on this. You guys are crazy thinking that the men have any chance with this. I mean, they're fast. They're strong. They're agile. There's no way.
No
He's
stamina.
Ripping the heads off of every single one of them.
Don't need no stamina, dog.
Once for 100 men?
Once it rips one person's arm off.
Like
one person's arm gets ripped off, and he beats another person with it. Everybody, whatever
I got 98 others.
Yeah, whatever mentality
Strength
you win in there with,
numbers.
It's going to change.
I think you guys, and good phone call, Archie, I think you're overestimating not the brute strength of the gorilla. Obviously, he's got brute strength. His ability to hold off that many people. Again, if 20 grown men jump on the gorilla's back, the gorilla's down. He's on the ground. He can't hold them all up on his back. You go after him.
Mm-hmm. See, I think, for whatever reason, I think y'all been watching way too many sci-fi movies.
Watching, like, Planet Earth.
Y'all feel like y'all going to rush this gorilla, and it's just going to
be Like, hold on. Have you ever seen a gorilla fight another gorilla on YouTube?
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, they don't last very long. They don't have stamina, man.
It doesn't have to be stamina. Because like I said, once he rips off somebody's leg and then punches somebody's head off their shoulders.
I got 98 more people.
Yep.
Everybody's going to start rethinking this stupid gorilla thing.
No. In this situation, we're in an octagon and nobody leaves until one side wins.
But you're gonna
see, there's no rethinking
You're going to see a bunch of grown-ass men screaming like a bunch of children trying to get the hell out of that octagon once that visual of three dead people just that quick. Like, I don't
Hold on, the gorilla's going to be scared, too. I just want to be clear.
Of course, he's going to be terrified.
Okay, you know what the difference between the gorilla scared and your scared is?
I got more people.
The gorilla's going into survival mode.
So are we.
Okay.
We're both primates at the end of the day.
No, you're going into what the hell did I just witness
mode. Hold on. The same fight or flight instinct we both have, the gorilla and the man.
But I'm trying to, like, Kyle, when you see the carnage and the speed in which that gorilla ripped somebody's arm off, you're not going to be able to process that right away. You're going to be sitting there talking about, damn, He ripped his arm off like it was nothing.
I'll be on adrenaline, pure adrenaline.
Okay,
so I just watched an AI breakdown of this, and whoever trained these men, it was a disaster.
I saw that it was a joke.
It was just clothesline after clothesline, and they never got up. Yeah. I mean, this thing lasted a minute and 30 seconds, and it was over for all the men. What a disgrace.
Man, I'm just trying
what
to tell
you. What a disgrace.
The first sight of blood, and it's going to be vicious because he bites too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he has the bite that can bite through bone. So mm-hmm. It's a good chance that if he catches one of your appendages, that he's biting through that.
Again, it's a pass-fail. If I lose 99 men, but there's one man standing, and the gorilla's dead, men win.
And that blood-curdling scream that whomever that individual is
we'll lets dog out. Pile him.
Take his legs out.
Okay, yeah, I'm sitting here with a bunch of Billy Badasses.
No, I'm trying to strategize a victory, and you're giving up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
true. You know what? This is a show we can't have you in our corner.
No, you're out.
I'm not going.
You'd run away and laugh.
I'm a realist. I'm gonna sit there and watch though, and when y'all
you would
be banging,
watch?
Yeah,
you'd be the biggest one there, and you're not helping us.
You know what? I would say when y'all screaming, talking about let me out the cage. You know what I'm saying? I told you so.
Wow, the ultimate I told you so, Douglas.
I tried
laughing
to tell you.
At us.
I tried to tell you.
As we all get destroyed by this gorilla, Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Let's talk some gorillas. Kyle answers phone and says, "What do you want to talk about?" Are you kidding? Anyway, yeah. Think about it this way: how would one man do against 100 toddlers?
So Andy, I think it's a fair comparison, except the 100.
Oh, yeah, I can't see what.
But hold on, 100 toddlers are not smart. You have the brain power of 100 grown men. Well, I mean, 100 toddlers, they don't even know what's going on.
All right, well, 100 men are smart. They're not going up against the gorilla.
Well, there's no choice in this hypothetical.
Your only hope would be to distract him. I love that we're even discussing this. The only hope would be to distract him from the front with a bunch of guys and then have all the little, like, wrestler, wiry guys jump on him from the back and lock him up. But he's just going to be – you're just going to see a bunch of little wrestlers flying around in the air.
I just think we're all assuming the gorilla wouldn't be terrified. I think he'd be really freaked out.
Once he figured out what y'all was trying to do.
Why? I don't know if he can figure it out. He's just swinging at whoever's in front of him.
And he's swinging hard enough to break bones.
That's fine. I know there's going to be casualties. I get it.
I think the gorilla being terrified is going to make it way worse.
That might be true.
Gorilla terror versus human terror are two different things.
That might be true. All right, Andy, what do you think about Goddard?
I think we need to keep him. The only question is, are they going to lowball him? And probably it's just, it's the same thing everyone's been saying. It's kind of, you don't want to insult him, but what option do they have at this point? You know, Calcaterra, I don't know what he is. I don't think he's going to be the guy. And I guess all we can do is wait and see what's to come in the offseason. But I want to keep him.
Yeah, well, that's a good point on they're both in a spot where they kind of need each other. And Andy, we appreciate the call. All right, who needs who more? Does Goddard need the Eagles, or do the Eagles need Goddard?
I think Goddard needs the Eagles. I think he does.
Eagles
because
need Goddard, though.
Well, here's the reality. He was out there for a while.
In terms of the trade record and all that. Yeah, right.
Like he was something that if a team really wanted him, they would have made a move to get him. I think the injury thing is a factor, and I think the Eagles know that. That's why they're playing it the way that they played it, because there's no – if they could have got something for Goddard before the draft, I think they would have done it.
I agree.
And I think that what happens is this. Teams know that the Eagles are in a situation where they don't want to pay him, so they probably will cut him. So if they're going to cut him, why would I trade for him when I know that he's a cap burden? He's a liability on your cap right now. And like Joe Better alluded, that there are some issues with the funds.
Teams are probably waiting it out.
Yeah, They're just going to wait because it makes more sense just to wait. Because here's the reality of it. Dallas Goedert is good enough to play in the NFL.
Of course.
Not for the price that he wants to play
well,
for.
Well, and then if you're a team that wants him and you trade for him, you have to take on the contract he already has, right?
Yeah.
So then the Eagles' money issue becomes your money issue. If you wait and he gets cut, well, then you just give him whatever you want to give him, and you have to beat another team to it. 215-592-9494. Chez in Riverside is up. Hey, Chez.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Chaz, what's up?
What's going on? I wanted to talk about the gorilla. I agree with Hume, and I think you're all nuts. I think this gorilla is going to be like Neo from The Matrix Reloaded fighting all the Agent Smiths. I think as soon as he rips the first person in half, the morale is going to go down real low.
Real quick. Real
quick. It's going to go down real low. And, you know, to me, there's nothing intellectual about it. I mean, I don't think the brains matter. I think it's all about brute strength. And the gorilla has the brute strength over everybody. You know, I mean, you're not going to choke this thing out. I mean, it has the bite force of two lions. It's going to bite your arm off if you try to get your arm around his neck. And you can't pin him down. I mean, he's benching 1,800 pounds.
Well,
and,
but hold on. We established that's a hypothetical. No one's ever seen a gorilla on a bench press, right? It probably could do that.
What gyms are you going to where you're seeing gorillas?
Where do you go? Because I've never seen a gorilla actually bench press anything.
I don't think they're coordinated enough to bench press.
I'm just going off base of what you guys.
Well, and that's because that's Hugh on AI.
No, part of this, though, is you, man.
I don't think a gorilla is coordinated enough to bench press.
Probably
what is
not.
That? What does that mean?
He's a big, clumsy.
Yeah, okay, they're clumsy.
He doesn't have to lift weights, but he could tear an arm off.
But it's
and beat somebody with it.
We're quantifying strength in a different way. Like bench pressing is a little bit different.
Gorilla has more muscle mass and more muscle density than the average human.
Yeah, but they're not that coordinated.
But there's one of him, and I have 100.
Right. I think they're more coordinated than you think. I mean,
I think they're less coordinated than you think.
Like gorillas climb trees. Like they tripping. You can't. You know what? We got
squirrels.
Two, we got...
Hold on, squirrels climb trees. What does that mean? My kids climb the tree in the backyard. You don't have to be that coordinated to climb a tree.
I don't know, man. I think he's going to be ripping heads off, tearing arms off.
Ripping heads off?
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, now you guys made this like a super monster gorilla. He's just a
fucking
gorilla.
What ring are we talking about? How big of an octagon ring are we talking about?
I don't know, but I think we would win. All right, Chez, what do you think about Goddard?
I mean, I know you guys keep saying don't be a accountant, but I think you got to look at it full circle when you talk about it. I mean, I love Goddard. I think he's a great player. When he's healthy, you know, but I mean, the fact of it is true. He does get injured a lot. I mean, obviously, I don't think anybody wants to see him go, you know, but I mean, I think they're going to figure it out. I just think that he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to take a pay cut, unfortunately.
Well, that's what they want. And if he wants to be here, that's probably how this thing ends. All right, Chez, we appreciate the phone call. You're right over there.
No, I just Googled, can a gorilla rip a human's arm off? A 500-pound male gorilla can certainly tear you apart limb from limb.
Good. That's wonderful. That's one. I got 99 other guys.
The only thing he can't do is rip you in half, but he will take some appendages off. Y'all.
How is he doing this if I've got his arms pinned down?
How are you pinning his arms down? He's stronger than you. You and about 18 other people?
You don't think if 10 men pinned his arms down, he'd be down?
Nope.
20.
Maybe. 20 each arm.
Sure. I still have 60 other men. He can't move.
Okay.
I
hear you.
You are just terrified of this make-believe gorilla. All right, 215-592-9049 for final segment for your gorilla versus man calls. Goddard and the leadoff thing. I always swear back in the leadoff spot. Stott's fine. He's done a nice job. I miss Schwarber's power at the top of this lineup. Plus, we have to get to an amazing moment on Buffalo Radio yesterday. You got to hear this as they were ripping the GM. The GM heard, and he let them have it. 215-592-9494. And we'll check in with you people. I'm guessing tamer today, but maybe fired up about gorillas versus men. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.